Hi. Sorry, it says Zula, and I'm going to be answering the Minimally Invasive Questions Challenge 2 questions. So let's start. What is your... Oh, dear Jesus. No. Don't make me do this. Whatever. Get it out of your system. Most embarrassing moment ever. I'm not going to tell you the most embarrassing. That's going to take too long. Too long of backstory. But the most recent one. So I moved to a new city. I moved to a new state. Very far away from where I used to live. And before I moved, my friends held a going away party. So my friends from college were there, friends from work, friends from elementary school. And I'm very close to my elementary school friends. They are my second family. I cherish them. Cherish them forever. And so they were there. And my crush from 2nd to 7th grade was also there. He knew that I liked him. And I don't know if he liked me, but he used to chase me around in school, hit me through the wall and tickle me. So, I don't know if he just hated me, if he wanted me to die of laughter, or he liked me. Not sure. But he was there, and he was as handsome as ever. He got even more handsome and even taller. He is like 6'4" or 6'5" or something. I don't know, I was wearing heels. Probably taller than that, actually. 6'5", to be safe. He got, like, those model features, those, like, angular features, and his voice deepened a hell of a lot, which, y'all know me, it's a bonus. And he was so happy to see me, and I was so happy to see him, and I don't know. I guess he liked how I looked, and I liked how he looked, and so I approached him, all shyly and blushingly, and he looked like he was really looking forward to it. And so I was there, 2 feet away from him. And he raised his hand and waved hi. Said, hey. But I misread that. Instead of saying hi, I said, high five. I gave him a high five. That is me high-fiving my forehead multiple times with 2 hands. Jesus. Yep, and I can see it on his face. All his attraction towards me, gone, you know. It was so awkward. Oh my gosh. Do you know the infinite reality theory? That every possibility is a reality until it does or doesn't happen. You know, infinite paradoxes, infinite universe. Well, it's going to be infinite minus one, because I do not have a feature with that guy. Nope, I just killed it. Let's go to the next question before I kill myself. Shut up, motorcycles. This is why I can't really record that much. Biker gangs. So my recorder died. Great. Let's continue. We only have 5 words for each of the following. Okay. Describe your ideal sexual partner in 5 words. Male. White. Great voice. Taller. That's it. My ideal sexual partner in a nutshell. Describe what makes you a good lover. Huh. Okay. Caring. Loyal. Considerate. Snuggly. Sexual. Mm-hmm. Mm, that describes me as a lover perfectly. Describe yourself. Oh. Okay. Ambitious. Helpful. Hippie. Humorous. Practical. Yep. People describe me as those things a lot. I'm just rounding them up. And lastly, for this type of questionnaire, there are questions after that, but for this or that segment, describe a mind-blowing sexual encounter you've had. I had sex one time. I don't know. It's not like I keep a diary of every sexual encounter I've had. It's not like I write it down like, "Dear diary, today I blowed someone off in public." You know how many times I've blowed a person off in public? I don't know either because I don't keep count. Next question. You wake up tied to your bed, a Hitachi strapped to your thigh and at your clit. How long should it stay on? 2 seconds, max. I don't like artificial stimulation. It doesn't feel bad, it just doesn't feel as good. I prefer, my fingers, my partner's lips, tongue, fingers, dick. Maybe me rubbing against a guy's thigh. I don't know. Yeah, I prefer that. I'm not a fan of vibrators. What works of art or literature turn you on? None. Sorry. Is audio porn an art? Is voice acting an art? Because if it is, then it's voice acting. I'm not, like, a visual person. No type of drawing, how suggestive it may be, will turn me on. No type of book will ever turn me on, or fan fiction. I'm an auditory person. I like hearing things, and I get, like, turned on by the things people say, you know, the sounds they make. And I'm a person that lives in the moment, so what's happening at that moment? Is the guy kissing me or rubbing my inner thigh? So it's a mixture of what he's doing and what he's saying. It's not so much what he's wearing, or what he looks like, but it's, yeah, sound and feel. Though, if the art of the suit is a type of art, then a guy in a navy blue suit, you know, very dark navy blue suit, very well cut, very well fit English type suit. Not so much American. I don't like American. Italian's too bulky. I like English, maybe single padded. Pratt not. Windsor is too mainstream. White shirt. Tapered a bit? No, not so tapered. Cufflinks. cufflinks, pocket square, white pocket square, and slacks and shoes to match. Oh, and watch. Watch. Yes. Watch. Before this turns into a recording about suits, let's move on. What's a question you wish someone had asked you, and what is the answer? Oh, that's such a great question. How are you liking your new place? That would be a great question. I like it. It's definitely a huge transition. I used to live in the city. You know, there was traffic jams everywhere. I would look outside my window and cars would be bumper to bumper. But here, you know, we don't have traffic, we have biker gangs, which is very strange. One of the main modes of transportation in this city is hitchhiking. Hitchhiking with bikers, because that's how many bikers there are. It's very strange, because we speak the same language, but it's a different dialect. It's on different language. It's not as far as German and Dutch. It's more of German and Swiss German. No, it's sort of different. They have a different accent. It's very hard to fit in, especially because the way I dress like a city girl. And I dress normally, you know, I wear all black, and they like dressing up in bright colors and shorts and sneakers or flip-flops and just a normal shirt, maybe a light sweater. I dress in vintage-esque black dresses and black stockings and black shoes, and I have my hair styled, you know, very intricately, and I wear makeup, and it's very hard. I don't know if I should change myself or be who I am here. I don't know anyone yet from school. But everyone's been nice to me, so far. I hope that I have a great future here. And I hope that one day I will fit in. But as of right now, I am new. People know I'm new. Everyone knows everyone here. It's not a small city. But in this neighborhood, everyone knows everyone. And no one knows me, except for my family. And at least I have my family. I have my cousin, who is wonderful. My grandma, who comes over and brings me cookies, even though I'm vegan. And she always bakes non-vegan cookies, but I eat them anyway, because I'm gonna break my veganism. I'm not like an animal activist vegan, I'm more of a health vegan. I'm gonna break my diet for grandma. For grandma, not for the cookies, but for grandma. Yeah, it's been great. And it's also pretty sweet that I have my own pool. I used to live in a compound and I had to share a pool with everyone. And there's like thousands of people in that compound. You have to share pools, like 5 pools with those thousands of people. Here it's just me and a couple other people. I have a pretty sweet pool, so can't complain about the pool. Cannot. And it's a heated pool. That's pretty sweet. So that's all. And I'm gonna talk to you guys later.